بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. Every Muslim ask if there is any Muslim in America, in North America, in especially in the masajid, in the Islamic centers, got the coronavirus or not. Yesterday I received one confirmed information that one among our beloved imams and his scholars indeed, and he works with Amja, I don't want to mention his name, but he's at the same time he's a scholar working with Amja, and at the same time he's a doctor, he's a medical doctor, pediatrics, for the children doctor, mashallah, because he's very courageous and he's helper and he works in the hospital with full belief, want to help in this crisis and in this plague. He got it. He is a positive. He got the corona, and right now he's in the his home, and I heard the good news. Alhamdulillah, is getting better. Another also incident happened in a city southern of Chicago, close to Chicago. Romeoville, I think the name of this city, the Islamic center of this city, Romeoville, one of the Muslims who pray over there, he got a test and the result was positive, and they put the imam, not the imam, but they only to be on safe side, the imam, he stayed home for 14 days, follow the procedure. And I'd like to let you hearing to listen to the brother, one of the brothers working in this masjid. I don't know if he's the administrator or chairman, talking about this issue. I want you to hear him too.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I just had several. This is Brother Amir Abdul Jalil from Bolingbrook Masjid, Muslim Association of Bolingbrook. And I just got off the phone with those who were at the Romeoville Masjid last week. The imam did not test positive. The imam is totally okay, alhamdulillah. The imam from last week was actually our Bolingbrook Masjid, Masjid al-Islam's imam, Hafiz Haroon Ahmed. He led the salah there last week. That being said, he, alhamdulillah, was in a rush, and as soon as the salah was done, he did leave. So he did mention that he did not meet anybody who attended the salah last week. A musalli who did attend the salah last week at Masjid, at the Romeoville Masjid, has a confirmed positively tested case of coronavirus. And that is actually as part of the Will County report that came out today. So we have asked our Hafiz Haroon Ahmed of Bolingbrook Masjid al-Islam to go into self-quarantine for 14 days. He doesn't have any symptoms, but he is going to go into self-quarantine. And our masajid, both Masjid al-Islam and Masjid al-Jumah in Bolingbrook are shut down. So inshallah, may Allah help us all. But this is really, really important that those of us who were part of Romeoville Masjid's congregation last week take the necessary precautions and go into self-quarantine, inshallah. This is very, very, very important because it puts others, you don't have to have the symptoms, but you can be carriers and pass it on to different folks, inshallah. So, jazakallah, may Allah help us all.
You heard this in yours. Here, I'd like to mention something I believe so important. When Muslims live in a normal situation, okay circumstances, no plague, no contagious disease, no problems, no war, when the Muslims live in regular life, there is a place and a space for anyone, so-called du'at or khutaba, or muhaddithun, those who talk and they speak well, to talk, no problem. But at the time of a crisis, no one should give fatwa or ijtihad or talk about shari'i matter except those who have knowledge, deep knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. Those who have, who are like inspectors, who go deeply to conclude the hukum and the ruling. It is not a joke. It is something important. Sometimes some people, they give fatwa right and left and ridiculous speech in some dangerous situation. Maybe that lead to kill people or to put the whole community in bad situation. It is something serious. It's not the time. Now we are in a time, we are in such circumstances, nobody should any lead the fatwa and lead I'm not talking here only in Charlotte community or in Muslim communities in United States, in all over the world, especially in the Arab world or Muslim world in general. Let those who have deep knowledge to talk. I just mentioned something about Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, and he mentioned something very important. I'd like to repeat it in this video too. When he said, the first day they used to have janazah, 100 janazah a day. After they make dua and they fast 3 days and they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the number increasing. Because there is very simple reason. Those who have the contagious disease, they did not quarantine themselves. They did not stay away. They did not stay home or some far away place from the al-asaha, those who are healthy. So we have to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created al-asbab, created the reason. We have to follow this reason. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again cure all Muslims, cure everybody, and take this hardship from us soon. Innahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.